Sabrina, are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Okay, then. I got you. Okay.
Hi, Sabrina.
That was Sia. Okay, so Sabrina, the meal with a mentor, that's your brainchild. So what are you hoping, and what is the what prompted you to come up with this? Oh, hold on, Sabrina. Can we start again?
Yes.
Okay, then. So what prompted you? What gave you this idea?
As a teacher, my personal motto is to be that person that I needed when I was younger. And so that this Meal with a Mentor event is putting that motto into fruition. Because I do want to be there to guide and advise and support my students and, of course, the youth itself. But I wanted to showcase that and spread that awareness for the rest of the community, because I know that there are a lot of individuals who are more than willing to dedicate their time and effort to help our youth. We just needed an avenue to do so. So the Meal with a Mentor, it's a nice meal that the kids can sit down with a person who has professional experience or academic experience, or even just to vent to, because they do need that space where they can be listened to.
Okay, can you explain how it works? And I know that you are planning a meeting with the mentors before they actually take out a student?
Yes. So for the Meal with a Mentor, the first step is for the mentors to actually sign up through Google Forms. And from there, we would communicate with them to arrange them to come to a workshop. And this workshop is going to be led by EPIC, I think Empowering Island Communities, and they have a whole program that promotes mentorship. And so during this workshop, our community members are going to learn the do's and don'ts of how to approach the students, and of course to make sure that everything that is discussed is not going to be seen with judgment, there's not going to be repercussions, and then they're going to be able to sit down with the students to connect to them a lot better than we would go without this workshop.
And what's the feeling of the students when you talk to them about this?
So what I've found out from the students, just based on conversation, is that a lot of them are excited to have a fancy meal in the first place, so that is one of their main motivations. But for those who actually do want to talk and connect for career pathways, academic and emotional, they're really excited, and we're trying to get more students to sign up because it is a night event, so we do need parental consent. But overall, we do have a positive response.
And is there a time frame that the mentors need to take their students out for a meal?
The meal itself and the event itself is at Salmona High School on October 26th from 5 to 7.
Oh, so you have this meal at the school?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It has to be structured, because they are minors, mm-hmm. but also because that way we can kind of connect as a community. And if they would like to continue their mentorship outside of this event, they are more than free to do so. And we're encouraging our community members to bring their business cards with them so they can connect a little bit more that way.
Oh, okay. Then is there anything else you'd like to add?
Overall, I just hope that the community thinks the same way that I do, and that they value our youth enough to, take a break from their busy schedule just to sit down with our students, take somebody under their wing, because that makes a really big difference, and having that impact in their lives can definitely have a gargantuan impact positively.
Well, one of your requirements is that they cannot be parents of Samoana High School kids.
Yes. After talking, because I do work with the team, after talking with my team, we were deeming that we didn't want parents from Samoana High School, because if their student was here, the student might feel uncomfortable with sharing, because that's such and such as parents, and they might tell that student and so forth.
Okay, then. And what's the response so far for mentors?
Oh, very positive. Because we're doing this through social media, we've seen a lot of positive outcomes. A lot of people want to participate. We had people off island, and they were asking if they could Zoom in. We're not working on that yet. That maybe is something to think about in the future. But yes, definitely a positive response.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much. This is a great idea. So out of the box.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, then. Bye. If there's anything else, give us a call here or just message me. All right.
Okay, thanks
okay.
so much.
Yeah, fine.